Today's daf is Shabbos, daf, kuf, chaf, tes. We will begin with the bottom of kuf, chaf, ches, amud beis, the third to last line. Amar Rav Yehuda, we're talking about cholim today. Amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel Chaya. So a woman who just gave birth, kolz man shakever pasuch, as long as the womb is open. Beidi, beid. Amra tzrichadi ubeid lo amra tzrichadi mechali leras a Shabbos, whether she says I need to be, that you need to be mechali Shabbos or not, you definitely need to be mechali Shabbos. Presumably if her friends say that she needs to, they see her, that she says, no, I want to be strict, I don't want to be mechali Shabbos. If friends say that, no, she needs whatever she needs, so then we are mechali Shabbos for her. Nista makever, once the womb is closed, bein amra tzrichani, bein lo amra tzrichani, ein mechal on Shabbos. Once the womb is closed, we're not mechal on Shabbos. That is that view. Rav Ashi masnihach, Rav Ashi learns the words, Rav Yehuda name is Shmuel, like this, but marzutra masnihach, he understands it a little bit differently. Rav Yehuda name is Shmuel, chaya calls man sheker pasuach, bein amra tzrichani, bein amra ein tzrichani, mechal on eras Shabbos. When it comes, when the womb is open, whether she says, I need to be Mechal Shabbos or not, we are Mechal Shabbos. We set aside Shabbos prohibitions to a sister because she is in a state of Chol HaSheish Bosakana, whether she knows it or not. Nista Makever, Amra Tzrichani, Mechal HaLeras HaShabbos, Lo Amra Tzrichani, Ein Mechalin HaLeras HaShabbos. If once the womb is closed, she's still in a state of potential Pikuach Nefesh. So if she says that she needs to be Mechal Shabbos for whatever reason, so we listen to her. Amar le Ravina le Maremar, Marzutra Masti Lakula, Ravashi Masti Lakumra. Ravina, when he spoke to Maremar, he said Marzutra is more lenient because he says that even after the womb is closed and she says, I need to be Mechal Shabbos, we listen to her. And Rav Ashi is strict regarding Shabbos. Halacha kaman, huksa kaman, like whom do we hold? Amarle, halacha kamar zutra, sapik nefash lahakol. The doubt of nefashos, you know, doing pikuach nefesh, we are lenient to Mechal Shabbos. Others would view it as we're being machmir for pikuach nefesh. But the Gemara is referring to it as we are being mekel for Hilcha Shabbos. May masai psichas akever. From when is the time of Psichas HaKever? Amar Abaye says, Bisha Sheteshiv Alamashir, from the time that she's sitting on the birthing stool. Behuna, Braid of Yeshua Amar, Shehadam Shosis Viore, that if the blood, Bisha Shehadam Shosis Viore, from the time that the blood is dripping from the birth, Amri La Samse Misha Shechavrosen, Nosis also Ba'aga Peha, when her friends are carrying her, in other words, when she can't move by herself. By the way, these are similar determining factors or similar opinions for when a woman is considered a nida. When a woman's a yoledes, so that she is considered a nida, so they have these, and then the husband can't touch her at that point, so they use these factors as well. An masai psichas hakever, until when do we say that the kever, the womb, is open? Or Abaye, shloshi yavim, the first 3 days, for after birth, so is that we call that the kever is being open insofar as we say that we're always mechalel Shabbos for her. Rava Amar Mishmei Rav Yehuda, Shiva, 7 days. Amrila ad shloshim, some say until 30 days. Amri Nardai, the Chacham Nardai said Chaya, Shlosha, Shiva, Ushloshim. Says, but it comes to a new mother, there we mentioned 3 different time periods. The first 3 days, the first 7 days, and the first 30 days. Shlosha, the first 3 days, Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Amra Lo Tzrichani. Whether she says, I need Michal Shabbos or not, we are Mechal Shabbos. Whether she says her friend says it, say it, then we are Mechal Shabbos for her. Shiva, the first set from day three to day seven. From day four to day seven. Amar Tzrichani Mechal Shabbos. Amar Lo Tzrichani Ein Mechal Shabbos. If she says I need to be Mechal Shabbos, then we do that. But if not, then we don't. We go by her opinion. And then by Shloshim, Afilu matzricha ni ein mechilas haShabbos, aval osi al yedei aramai. After 7 days until 30, it's really not only until 30, but even longer than that. But after 7 days, so we're not. She is not in a state of chola sheish bo sakana anymore. She is in a state of chola she'ein bo sakana, and you're allowed to set aside Shabbos prohibitions for a non-Jew. So again, it's not only until 30 days. It's just a general halacha that after, I guess the first 30 days she's definitely a chola she'ein bo sakana. That's probably what we're saying. Maybe after 30 days. She may or may not be defined as that, but after 7 until 30, she's defined as a cholish ein bo sakana, and a non-Jew can do malacha for her on Shabbos. Kid Rav Ula b'reid Rav Eloi, the Amar called Tzarchei Chola Nasin Adi Aramai b'Shabbos. This is like Ula bar Rav Eloi said that all deeds of a chola can be done by a non-Jew. So anything that there's no sakana, so you can tell a non-Jew, and the non-Jew can do it. And this applies to Yoled, that's a new mother, until 30 days, she is considered a chola she'ein bo sakana. Okay, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel Lechaya Shloshim Yom. When it comes to new mother, first 30 days, so this is halacha was said for new mother for the first 30 days. Morris says, yeah, Lamai Hel, so what do we... What's happening the first 3 days? I'm going to die, litvila. So they're saying the first 30 days that she shouldn't. That what they're saying that the first 30 days she is in a certain state of potential sickness that she should not go to the mikvah for the first 30 days because of the cold. They didn't explain Shmuel's halacha regarding Chilul Shabbos. By a goy, but they just mentioned 30 days, and that so therefore that has to do with tvila. Amar Rava lo Amran Ella she'ain balaima. It's only when her husband's not with her. But balaima balamachavma. So he says that she can catch cold if her husband's not with her, and she's just going to the mikvah to eat taros. But if her husband's with her, so then she goes to the mikveh even during 30 days, and she's not concerned about cold because her husband warms her through having relations. Kiha de braite de Rav Chista. This is like the daughter of Rav Chista. She tavla begol tlasim yom. She went to the mikveh within 30 days. Shalobi ifnei bala. And I guess her husband wasn't around. And ve'itz tenis, and she got cold. From Tui Larsa Basi to Rava the Pumpadisa, and they brought her in a bed to Pumpadisa to Rava her husband, so that she would get warm through relations. I guess after she gave birth, so he was in Pumpadisa and she wasn't there, so she traveled there to be with her husband, so they would feel better. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Osim Madura Lachaya B'Shabbos. You could make a fire for a Yoledet, so she won't get cold, and it could lead to danger. Savar Mina Lachayin L'Cholo. That would seem to indicate that for a new mother you can, but not for a sick person. Bimosa Kishamivina, but Bimosa Hachamalo. He said maybe you can only do it also only during the rainy season, but during the summer season you cannot do it. Because we're not concerned about, and it's good weather, we're not concerned about catching cold during the summer season. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Hikis Dam V'Nitz Tanin. Let's say someone got caught cold after he bloodlet. Osim Lo Madura, Filo B'Tkufas Tavus. No, you make a fire even during the summer months. So, okay, Shmuel, So they chopped up what a chair that was very expensive. Like they chopped up for him, like they created, I guess, what, like a chair so that was very expensive. But they chopped up a chair, I guess, to make a fire for him. Because if they wait for wood, then he would be in a a state of sakara, a state of danger, so they chopped up a very expensive chair for firewood. Rav Yehuda tzochule psora diyav, is it diyavna? They chopped up a table that was made from one of the cedars that was very expensive. L'rabba tzochule sharshifa. For Rabba, they chopped up a bench to for firewood after he did bloodletting. Amar le'abai l'rabba v'ha ka'avar mar mishum bal tashkis. Isn't this a violation of bal tashkis? You are destroying something. You're destroying property. Amar le, bal tashkis de gufe adifle. Yeah, but destroying your body is worse. So you could destroy something that's very valuable item if you need it in order for your health. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, la'olam yimkor adam koros beis aviyikach minam l'raglav. Okay, now we're talking different health issues. So say you should always sell, you should be willing to sell the beams of your house and buy shoes. Oh, I'm sorry, because this is, I'm sorry, not from a health reason. It doesn't seem like a health reason. It's a bizayon to walk in the marketplace barefoot. However, hikis dav elo mayochal yimkor min alim shiragav yasik mehem tzarchi suda. But if you engage in bloodletting, you have nothing to eat, you better to sell your shoes and buy needs for your meal than having shoes for your feet. By tzarchi suda, what are the needs of a meal after you bloodlet? Ravav amar basar meat and shmuel amar yayin. Okay. Rav Amar Basa, Nafsha, Chalaf Nafsha, soul for a soul. You need to heal your body with meat. That's from the Nefesh of the Behema, for, instead of to replace the blood, which is the Nefesh, the Reki Adam Hu Nefesh, that you got rid of your blood. Shmuel Amar Yayin, Sumka Chalaf Sumka, red instead of red. I guess so they're not into white wine, it has to be red wine. Okay, Shmuel b'yoma de'avad milsa. Shmuel, the day that he did bloodletting, avid le tafshila de tachle, they made him a cooked food of, what's that, spleens? Is that what tachol is? Yeah? Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan, shasi ad nafik tihaya me'une. He drank so much wine until the scent of the wine came out of his ears. Nachman Shasi ad the kafi tchale. He did it until he drank until his spleen was clear with wine. Was that what it means?
Floated in wine.
His spleen was floating in wine. What spleen are we talking? How you know what's going on with his spleen?
I think it's guzma.
The guzma. Okay. Right. Okay. Rav Yosef Shasi Adinafik Merivda de Chusilta. He drank until the wine came out of his insides. Okay. Rava Mahad. What?
Out of the bloodletting puncture.
Okay. Oh, okay. Rava Mahad der Achabra bar Telasa Tarfe. So he would try to get wine that from 3 years old wine. If it pleases you, on the day of bloodletting, say to your wives, Rav Nachman ikla legabad. You should make a lot of food, as if Rav Nachman was coming to visit you because he was a good guest and they made a lot of food for him. Just make a lot of food when you're bloodletting. V'chulo arume asire. Okay, so now what we're saying is all different types of tricks are forbidden. Bar me hai arome d'shar, except for this trick that's permitted, which is what? Ma da oven milsa v'lo afshar. Let's say someone, he engaged in bloodletting, and he can't buy wine. Lishkol zuza macha. Let him take a bad zuz. V'lezel lishav chanusa. He should go to 7 stores. And he should make it seem as if he wants to buy wine. Oh, so what do you do if you want to buy wine? They do a little taste testing, so to see if it's good or not. So you could taste the wine. At the time, Shira Revius, until he's through all the tasting, that's the Revius. Ve'ilo, and if he doesn't have a bad zuz, and he can't do this, Lechol Shev Tamre Uchmasa, he should eat 7 black dates, Ve'lishuf Mishcha Betzide, and he should smear oil. Where is he doing that? On his sideburns?
His temples.
Temples and sideburns, right. The Nigne Beshimshan should lie down when the sun is shining. Avlet, Ashkel Shmuel Degadi Beshimshan. Avlet found Shmuel that he was lying down in the sun. Amarle, Chakima, you die, Bishami Havatava. The scholar of the Jews, is something bad that's good? In other words, why would you do that? Amarle Yomada has kazahu. This is the day that I did bloodletting, so it's good for me to lie in the sun. Velohi, but really he did not do bloodletting that day. Ela ika yomada mali bashimsha bechule shaita. There's one day in the year that's good for to be out in the sun, and what is that? Yomada nafla beit kufas tavos. I guess that's the beginning of the summer solstice. Savar lo iglalei. He said, I don't want to tell this guy that information. Okay, so now we're going to go. Mara's going to bring other things that Rav Shmuel said that you should be machpidah, be particular when you engage in bloodletting. Rav Shmuel Davar Tarvayu Kol HaMekel Besudas HaKazas Dav. Anyone who is lenient when it comes to bloodletting, Mekil Lo Mizanos Min HaShemayim. If anyone doesn't eat a meal after bloodletting, then they don't give them food up from heaven. In other words, the Omrim, who al chayav lo chas, ani achas alavot. He's not taking care of himself. I'm going to take care of him. Rav and Shmuel, Damri Tavai, Rav and Shmuel, both of them say, Hi, Manda, Ovin Mills, anyone who engaged in bloodletting, lo leisiv hecha de charech zika, should not sit in a place where there are windows and the wind is going. Why dilma shafi le umna? Because maybe the worker will get jaundiced from all the blood. Umukim le arvi asa. And he should leave a little bit that he needs in order to live. He should leave what? The sheer avis.
Maybe he took too much blood, and he has to leave at least a revius for the guy to
a blood to live. For Asi Zika Vashafmina, and the wind will come, and it will somehow empty out the rest of the blood from his body, and then Asi that could be dangerous. Okay, Shmuel have a ragil va'avan milsa bebesa deshev lebenaya va'vea richa. So he would do bloodletting in a house where the thickness of the wall, I guess, that there was 7 bricks and another, what's an aria? That's also a brick, no?
A half,
7.5 bricks. Yom Achad, one day, Avad, after bloodletting, Argish Benavshe, he felt he got weak, Badak V'chazer Chad Aricha. He noticed that the half brick was missing. That's why he got weak. Just okay. Rav Shmuel Davar Tarvayu, I'm on the oven mill. So anyone who did bloodletting, lito midi v'hada lipo. Let him taste something, and then he should go outside. Lo tami midi. If he doesn't taste anything, paga b'shichva. If he yarka ape, if he comes in contact with a corpse, then his face will melt. I don't know. Or will come
sour.
Will turn green. Will turn sour. Will turn green. If he paga b'man the katanashi. If he encounters someone who killed someone. Then Miisi will die. He paga b'davar acher, comes in contact with pork. Kasha davar acher, then he might get leprosy. Rav Shmuel davar tarvayhu, haiman da'avan milsa lishi porsa v'hada liko. Someone engages in bloodletting, let him wait a little bit and then stand up. Davar mar chamisha davar krovim lemisi yosir minachayim. There are 5 things that cause a person to die, you know, that weaken his body. Ve'eluhein achal v'amar. If you eat, and then you stand up right away. Shasav v'amar. He drinks, you stand up right away. Yashan, you just go to sleep, and then v'amar, you stand up right away. Hikizdan va'avad. You bloodlet, you stand up right away. Shimei shmitasa va'avad. You appellation, you stand up right away. Amar Shmuel. Pursa didaba. The time of bloodletting. Kol tlasim yovid. All 30 days. Once every 30 days. Ubeda prakim. And you might, he's saying, when you reach like the age of 40, I guess that's between different times. I guess people live till they're, I don't know, maybe until they're 80. So I guess they're doing half-half, I guess, back then. Or different between different periods of time in your life. You should lessen your, minimize your bloodletting. And you should do it once every 2 months. Ubeina prakim. Oh, and then once you reach the next, I'm sorry, so that's 40. And then when you reach 60, then yachsav mimayit every 3 months. Amar Shmuel, Pursa Dedaba, the time of bloodletting, Chad B'Shabsa, it should be Sunday, Barba, and Wednesday, Umale Shabsa, or Friday, Aval Sheni V'Chamishi Lo, but not Monday and Thursday. Damar Mar, Mishal Leishal Shkutsavos, so Yachiz Dama Sheni V'Chamishi, because it is said that that someone who has a merit of the Avos should do bloodletting Monday and Thursday, because that's a danger. Because they both sit in judgment, so it's a little dangerous then. Bitlasa b'Shabbos, my time alone, why not on Tuesday? Mishum nekaimele ma'adim b'zave. Which one is ma'adim? Which constellation is that? So that's the
Mars.
Okay, so Mars. So that constellation, which is in charge of pestilence and the sword and punishment, so that is, you know, that